As part of our ongoing coverage of flood recovery in Louisiana, reporter Betsy Shepard set out to tell the story of Guidry Brengus Ranch, a family-owned cattle farm in Vermilion Parish struggling to recover. A few weeks after the interview, another tragedy struck, and this agriculture recovery story took a turn that no one could have imagined.
When I was a senior in high school, two of us made a vow we would never marry somebody from Vermilion Parish and that we were moving on.
Rhonda Guidry grew up in Vermilion Parish and, yes, did end up marrying someone from this rural stretch of coastal Louisiana farming communities.
And I probably met him about 2 weeks after that.
Rhonda met Shannon Guidry, her husband of 33 years.
We were married about 6 months, and he came home one day and he said, "I want to get into farming." And I was horrified. I grew up on a farm, but that's just not the life I was envisioning. And then my dad reminded me that it was a good life. And so I supported him.
Rhonda started her career as a full-time nurse, while Shannon founded Guidry Brengus Ranch. The 444-acre farm houses 160 registered Brengus and Akaushi cows, used for breeding and beef production. August storms dumped torrential rains across southwest Louisiana. Because of coastal erosion and sinking land, Vermilion Parish was submerged. Here's Shannon.
This flood put me in a place that I've never been before. I was frazzled.
And I had never seen him anxious like that. He was just trying to figure out how was he going to take care of his animals.
The water rose so rapidly that Shannon could not evacuate his herd. He used a boat to bring feed to his cows, but even the high ground was underwater.
Those over here were in the water for a week. There was probably a foot of water there, and I'm assuming they just laid down in it. It was awful to watch, but there was nothing you could do about it.
When floodwaters subsided, there was long-term damage to deal with.
The grass was dead. There was nothing for them to eat.
Shannon had to transport his herd and board them off-site because the flood turned his grazing pastures into vast mud pits. Shannon trucked 160 cows, hundreds of miles, to a farm in North Louisiana, where they stayed for several months.
I was scared we were going to kill him on the truck.
Only one of Shannon's cows drowned during the flood, but he lost eight more to disease and illness in transport. The stress of the flood also caused his heifers to miscarry and stunted the growth of his calves.
We lost that August and September grazing, which is what we really need to finish those calves, and that's what really hurt.
I interviewed Shannon in early December. There was more flooding, this time 10 inches. Though damage was minor by comparison, extreme weather and fear of it were doubly straining.
We don't get 2-inch rains anymore. We get 6-inch rains. We get 26-inch rains. The climate's changing. We get severe storms.
Local experts coined the term rainxiety to describe the post-traumatic stress experienced by many flood victims.
It opens that wound back up, and you're reliving that.
Can you tell if cattle get stressed out?
Oh, you can see it. Everything we're giving them, they're walking it off. They want something better. Right now, they're just crazy.
The August floods caused a huge emotional toll, and the financial loss was too much. Shannon decided to retire from farming after 32 years.
I can't keep up with this anymore. I'm going to sell all this. This is all for sale. I just told my wife, I said, this is not working.
Then something tragic happened. Less than a week after I talked to him, Shannon was in a fatal accident. Rhonda recalls what happened.
December 14th was a typical day for us. About 12:30, my phone started ringing, and I ignored it at first, but by the third time, I had to call and see what was going on. Casey
is Shannon's farmhand.
Said, "Miss Rhonda, there's been an accident. The bull attacked us."
Andrew Granger serves as Vermilion Parish Livestock Field Agent for Louisiana State University's Agriculture Center. He worked closely with Shannon over the years, especially after the flood. Though he was not present, Andrew recalls the details of the accident.
The bull started acting up and actually, I think, attacked his hired hand. And he stepped in to help, and bull got on him, messed up the bottom of his leg really, really bad.
The nurse came on. I said, "I want to know what's going on. Don't beat around the bush." And so he said his artery's been severed.
He had lost too much blood and died.
Rhonda was in shock.
"My heart is really broken. But I have such comforting memories And I know he's always with me.
The floods did not cause the bull attack that claimed Shannon Guidry's life. But Andrew Granger says repeat flooding may have exacerbated the bull's aggression.
The stress on the cattle releases fight or flight hormones. I think corticosteroids are one of them that we're concerned about. They feel cornered, they may come at you.
We had a bull that stayed in chest deep water for, I think it was 8 days. He was angry. This is his reactive mode.
With permission from Rhonda, Casey put down the bull. There have been no other reported incidents of livestock aggression since the floods. Before he died, Shannon had decided to sell the farm he loved. Rhonda figured after his death, that's what she would do.
My first initial reaction was, okay, the cattle have to go. Because I always told him, don't you dare leave me with this farm. I don't know what I'd do with it. And when the dust finally settled, I realized what he had put into this. I'm just not going to let his legacy die. I'm going to give it a shot.
Local ranchers are mentoring Rhonda as she reacquaints herself with farm life.
I remember it. I just need to refine my knowledge and become more proficient with it.
And as a nurse who works closely with patients suffering from PTSD, Rhonda feels up to the challenge of rehabilitating the farm and her life.
I never embraced those animals until now, and I realized what his passion was.
And Rhonda feels confident that this will be a turnaround year.
2016 was a bad year. Whether it's politics, the flood, we need to embrace what we've learned and what we've experienced and try to find the positive. It has to get better, and it will.
For the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership, I'm Betsy Shepherd.